Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. The Texans beat the Raiders 29-6 in Week 4 to move to 2-2 on the 2009 season. After the game was over, receiver return man Jacoby Jones stepped to the podium and answered questions about the contest, including his 95-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
Looked like the lane on that touchdown just opened up for you. You blasted through, and then it was clear sailing.
Yeah, well, actually, we never really covered after safety return. So I was like, well, is it a punt or a kickoff? And Joe said, well, it's going to be a kickoff, but it's going to punt. We made a call, and boy, did a great job blocking. I just ran for life.
Jacoby, up to that kickoff return, it seems like you were setting the tone from the very first play when you had the opportunity to have a punt return. Talk about that 23-yard return setting up that kickoff.
Well, we watched film all week, and Joe kept saying how these guys like to jump outside the wall sometimes. That's a smart group on special teams, so we called the return. Like I said, the guys do a great job blocking. The whole unit, special team unit, I mean, kickoff did good today. Punt team, Matt did a great job punting, and we got to do a great job blocking.
That was the first time you scored a touchdown in the regular season, not in the end zone, which is dominant. Just think about running to the other side to him.
You know, after I scored, somebody said, run to your mom, but I'm like, man, I'm a little tired. So I just danced a little bit and then go point to after the fact.
I know you did your thing on the special team. Talk about the offense a little bit, about how you guys were productive. Steve Slayton had two touchdowns.
Oh, man, you know, like I said, it's a confidence thing, you know, and when Steve started feeling good and once he gets going, man, he's a tough guy to stop, and he had a great day today.
Jacoby, is a lot of that due to second line blocking as far as the wide receivers, as far as him being able to get into the secondary today?
Oh, yeah, I mean, everybody got to play a role. You know, we got to do a great job sometime when they come in. We got to cut those big boys, and then we got to go down and get those big old safeties, and everybody play a role.
How would you describe your confidence now after the last few games? Coach said he's really proud of the way you've been playing.
Well, I worked hard in camp. You know, I watched Andre Johnson, Andre Davis, Kevin Walter, you know, older guys. And the game is slowing down to me. I'm starting to have fun again like I'm back at Lane College.
Linebacker D'Amico Ryans in the defense limited the Raiders to just 6 points, keeping Oakland out of the end zone. And Ryans, afterwards, took some questions from the media.
D'Amico, congratulations on a great game. Y'all's defense really seemed to come alive this game. Did y'all do anything different to prepare
no,
for it?
No, we didn't do anything different. I think everybody just guys stepped up and we played hard. Guys, our D-line was rolling to the ball, playing. I think they played their best game this year. And, you know, everybody just did their job. And, you know, as it shows, when we're right and we're playing hard, that's the type of performance we can put out there.
Has the addition of Brian Cushing done a lot to help y'all's defense, and what's that like?
Yeah, Brian's been great. He's come in and he's played great as a rookie. He's a physical player. I love playing with Brian. He's a great addition to our team.
Hey, Ryan, you talked about guys stepping up, and one of those guys was Antonio Smith. Talk about his performance today.
Antonio did great. Antonio, Moby, I mean, the entire D-line. You know, Antonio, I think they came into their own this year, and they crossed that line to where, you know, that's what we expect every week out of them. We have that effort because, you know, as a defense, it all starts up front. And if our front four are playing the way that they play today, and we have a chance to put this performance out there every week.
Bernard Paula, yeah. He was pretty physical out there, running around making big plays. Talk about it.
Yeah, Bernard, he came in his second week here, and he's out there in a starting role. But he stepped up, and he played well. I think Barber had to step in for Eugene. He played well, and also impressed with the way Glover Quinn played.
Quarterback Matt Schaub also answered some questions from the media after the game as well.
Matt, early on, people have questioned your durability. We're early on in the season here. How are you feeling?
I feel good. You know, we got one out and got a win as a team.
Congratulations on a big win.
Thank you.
Well, Matt, what do you feel like differently happened today against the Raiders that you were able in that first half to just really put it in overdrive?
Well, we were able to get some big plays down the field. We were able to get some guys behind their coverages and make the plays. They took some of those things away in the second half, and we're trying to run the ball, and we were able to make those plays when they were there in the first half.
How big is this for you to get back to 2-2 now for the first quarter of the season, hitting the road against what obviously is a pretty good Cincinnati team?
Well, it's a huge win for us. Anytime you can win in this league, it's big for you. And to get back to 2-2 after stumbling last week, it's huge for our club.
I said Cincinnati. Obviously, it's Arizona next week, but What do you feel like going in there? You played well on the road the one game you had in Tennessee in the second half, came back and won that one. What is it this year that you feel like gives this team confidence going on the road, maybe even more so than you've had in the past?
Well, we just go to play, and, you know, we prepare all week, and, you know, we know how it is going on the road and how tough it is to win in this league, and, you know, we have to go play good football, and they're a great football team. You know, they were in the Super Bowl last year, so they're a team we have to go in there and play well across the board on offense and defense and on special teams to give ourselves a chance to win in the fourth quarter.
Matt, to what degree are you concerned by the difficulty on third down today throughout the game and then the inability to really make much of an offense in the second half?
I'm sorry, I missed part of that.
So just the difficulty on third down all day and then the difficulty to move the ball.
We had ourselves in some tough third down situations in the second half, especially. We were trying to run the ball, and we were putting ourselves in some tough third downs. And there's tough to convert. They're a good defense, and they have good guys, in their coverages, and they're very sound in what they do. So it was tough to find the holes in their coverages.